In today's gospel, Jesus quotes the ancient law, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. We know what that law meant. When somebody takes something from us, we are to take something from them. This is a law of retaliation, and this was actually a sign of progress since it prevented further retaliation. If someone harmed us, then we could repay them with the same degree. We could not do something worse. Jesus goes beyond this point. He says, "But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil." As I ponder this myself in my own heart, I find myself saying, "But why, Lord? How come? If someone thinks badly of me, and that does happen, if someone hurts me, why can't I repay that person with the same kind of treatment?" Jesus says, "No, have nonviolence, no act of violence, period." Jesus' teaching is part of a project that wickedness will stop, will decease. Jesus explains that is not why he asks us to love those who do us harm. It is because God the Father continues to love everyone, even when that love is not reciprocated. God makes the sun to shine on the bad, on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. In our first reading, God says, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." In other words, he is saying to us, "Live like me, seek the things I seek." This is precisely what Jesus did in the course of his life. We hear in our opening prayer that we are to be pondering spiritual things and to be able to show those spiritual things in both faith and deed. The word "beloved" is written on our heart, not for just ourselves, but for those whom we encounter. God is present, and we are to reflect that love. It's very easy to fall in the temptation of wanting to give someone the silent treatment, or to deprive another person of their dignity, or to deny someone care and love, particularly when they need our help. But as we look at the life of Jesus, he did not point a finger towards those who caused his cruel death. His arms are outstretched to embrace the world on the cross. Jesus says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." And I have asked myself in my own prayer, is it possible to forgive and love enemies in a world torn by war and prejudice, by religious and ethnic prejudice, by economic disparity, and the exploitation of the poor? How many times have I been abused or exploited or taken advantage of? And this is where one does bring this to prayer. God, how do you want me to sit in this world? How am I to sit with this person? And it calls for silence and waiting for God's response and finding that peace. So once again, the heart is pondering spiritual things, putting these spiritual things into faith, into action. Yes, God, I do believe. On Wednesday, we begin the season of Lent. And the challenge that we ought to ask ourselves when, you know, we have that change of season is, what kind of conversion am I to have? As Catholics, we have a long history of saying, well, I'll just do the minimum. I will not eat meat on Fridays. I will fast from eating on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. But there has to be a little more to this. It is about growing in closeness to God, once again, reflecting on the spiritual things that God has given us. It is not about keeping a scorecard. It's not about satisfying a law. It is not an end to itself. It's a means to an end. But along with the fasting and abstaining, there is to be prayer, silent prayer, movement away from those things that serve as distraction. What kind of conversion do I want for myself? This is part of the journey and part of the project. Today we are having a special event during our liturgy. We have First Holy Communicants. And as I have said these past recent years to every First Holy Communicant, this is not an achievement. This is not a trophy. This is not like getting an A on an examination or star on a report card. This is God's grace. When you were born, your parents took you to church to be baptized in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beginning of a journey, another word for a travel. And you are loved. And in today, you will be eating of the body and drinking of the blood, growing in closeness to God. And it is my hope that this is not the first and only time you'll be receiving communion, that you'll continuously receive communion whenever you're at Mass for the rest of your lives, so that you can reflect the love that God has given you to others, to pray, to act justly, to get along with others, to share what you have with others. This is a challenge, but we are all called to do it because God has created the world and we're called to create care for the world and for one another.